We have some breaking news out of England. Fred Weintraub, by the way, he's the royal correspondent for The Jam, mornings on WCIU-TV. His website is worldlyfellow.com. I don't know if you know this or not, but Prince William and Princess Kate are about to become parents again. And Kate evidently has entered, she's in labor with their third child. And they're, like, on their way to the hospital, and we're going to get a little bit more detail here from Fred, the royal correspondent for The Jam. Fred, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, great. Oh, so what's going on?
So Kate is at the hospital. She's at St. Mary's Hospital, the Lindo Wing. She was taken there early this morning, driven by probably in a Range Rover in a very low-key way with Prince William. She is in labor at this point. And as per everything that works with the royal family, this will be a fairly low-key event from a London, British standpoint, which means she'll have her baby. Then an announcement will come out via text, via the internet. And probably later today or tomorrow morning, if she has the baby today, you will see a footman come out of Buckingham Palace. They will put up a frame sign on an easel in front of Buckingham Palace that will say that they had their third child. Mm-hmm. Now, behind the scenes, the interesting thing is it's probably not as an exciting event as it was with child number one and with child number two, because the press is all used to this. So in the when George was born, you had thousands of reporters that were sitting outside of the Lindo Wing for days, waiting for her to have the baby. Now, London / security has been a little more efficient, a little smarter, and they pretty much won't let the press there until they know that Kate is in the hospital. You can expect that if the baby's born today or tomorrow, that there will be one money shot where Prince George and Charlotte, along with their dad, will go in and visit their mother, and then Kate and William will come out with their new baby, say hello to the press for a minute, and then they'll drive away in the Range Rover back to Kensington and begin a life of how do you keep track of three kids, all which could be in line to the British throne, although the way it works, as you know, is Charles, who's 70, is when the Queen passes away, Charles will take the reign, then it'll be William, then it'll be George, then it'll be Charlotte, and then it'll be this new kid. So the chances of this child becoming the heir to the throne are not high. But as we know with British history, you'd never say never because you never know what happens.
Right. So how excited are people over in the UK about this?
Well, you got to know that, you know, when you look at somebody and you see a level of excitement, the truth is, they appear more excited about what's going on with the later stages of the soccer matches than they are with the fact that she's having a baby. Now, I'm over-exaggerating there because I think there's excitement, and the royal family has, especially with William and Kate and Harry, has become way more modern. So, well, they went through a period of time where there was no love for the royal family. With Queen Elizabeth and with the younger generation, they are flying probably as high in the popularity ratings as they can fly. And as you also know, this and next month are huge months for anyone who is a royal watcher or wants to see royal celebrities, because other than Kate and William's wedding, the party prince is about to get married in less than a month to Meghan Markle.
Right.
That'll be the celebrity news story of the month. And how lucky is a royal family that they could just plan out, okay, the Queen's birthday happened on Saturday at Royal Albert Hall. She turned 92. Then Kate has a baby in April, just at the right time. Then comes May, and every attention will turn to Windsor, where Harry and Meghan will get married. So it's going to be a big month from a royal standpoint. But if you walk down the streets right now, you'd see people turning up, and they may look at a TV screen, which is breaking news that the Duchess of Cambridge is in labor, but they will go about their business, and you can't really tell whether is it more media hype than people caring or not. And I'll kind of leave that to everybody to decide what they really think.
Okay. All right, Fred, we're keeping an eye on everything for you. Royal correspondent for The Jam, mornings on WCIU-TV, and your website is worldlyfellow.com. Thanks for all the details, Fred. We appreciate the report.
Nice to be with you.
All right, take care. There you go. Fred Weintraub, everybody. So, Kate's in labor. Esmeralda, Kate's in labor.
Oh, sound the alarms.
Oh. Well, they'll keep an eye on it and see what happens. So there's some royal news for you right there from Fred Weintraub from The Jam.